Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Michael Wilhelm, CEO of IR Biosciences Holdings, which is a development stage biopharmaceutical company, is the parent company of ImmunoRegen Biosciences, and trades on the OTC bulletin board under the ticker symbol IRBS. Thanks for joining me today, Michael.
Thank you, Juan. I appreciate being here.
Great. Well, start off by talking to us about the collaboration with Wafergen.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. I'm excited about it. We're excited about it. The company's excited about it. And we've worked with Al Noor and his team for quite some time and have met with them at some of the the various conferences throughout the country and are looking forward to the data that we collect and the continued relationship with them.
So, yeah, talk about some of the details now. The collaboration involves on wound healing. Can you talk a little bit about that, perhaps your product, Homospera?
Well, our drug candidate, Homospera, has demonstrated efficacy for acting as a growth factor in various indications and applications, one of them being – thank you very much – one of them being wound healing. And we've had porcine, which are pig models, and studies done in animals right now that show a significant increase in growth or wound closure, so fibroblast growth, regrowth of the wound. Obviously, further studies are being conducted and are required to be conducted, and those studies are being done being held and done under the guise of Dr. Spencer Brown at University of Texas Southwestern. And they also have – they're one of the beta sites for the use of Al Noor's technology, Wafergen's technology, at UT Southwestern as well. So there's a collaboration going on there. While we're doing our wound care studies at UT Southwestern, we're also working closely with Al Noor and his team and utilizing the Wafergen technology to understand, what our drug's doing, where it's going, certain markers, so on and so forth.
Great. And start off by talking a little bit about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned the company is to capitalize.
Great question. I won't say it's a difficult answer. We are much better positioned now than we were, yesterday, and of course than we were 3 days ago and 3 months ago and back. And that's, I guess, how every company should be. Unfortunately, things happen at a pace where even the management and which are shareholders as well, are sometimes hard to to bear. So, patience plays a role, and we're very patient. We're very excited about the progress of the company. We're positioned now whereby we're moving towards clinical status in one or two indications, one of them being wound care, wound healing. And, our recent data collection in the stem cell area certainly supports our work in wound care, as well as some neutropenia models for exposure to radiation or to treat against the adverse effects of certain chemotherapeutic treatments. But in the wound care space, that's one of the places that we're working and moving forward on fairly swiftly. The work at UT Southwestern and the Wafergen technology is going to advance our position tremendously. And what I mean by that, to finish off the answer, is that, right now, with the market being where it is and money being very difficult to garner from any of the hedge funds or the venture capital funds or even, the average investor, the place to look not only for licensing and partnerships is big pharma. You'd be looking to them for some capitalization of the company, and we're working very hard at working with some very synergistic partners, either large cap, large pharma, or mid-sized biotech, large and mid-sized biotech. So I think we're in a great position is the answer.
Can you give us an update on Smart Chip?
I could do that not as accurately as Dr. Siegel could, who's actually right across the hall, and I'd be happy to pull him in if you'd want me to for this interview. But we've worked closely with Smart Chip. Smart Chip is done very, very well in the settings that it's been tested in thus far. I don't want to do it any disservice by giving a description of where they are today, because they could be advanced. I haven't spoken to Alnor in 2 weeks, and they're moving at lightning speed. The smart chip technology certainly enables us, again, as I said before, to identify certain markers for our compound, where the drug is working, how long it may very well be in the lung versus how long it may, whether it's crossing the blood-brain barrier, various other areas of items that are important for us to know, but more importantly for pharmaceutical companies to know. It supports the development of the drug, the work we've done, and enables them to get a greater understanding and reduces the risk to any partner when they look at attempting to license or acquire the compound from us.
No, that was a good answer. And can you talk to us, tell us some of the reasons or some of the differences between you and the other companies in your sector? What really makes a company stand out from the other players in your sector?
Data, strong data, and where they are as far as development. So, you know, we're a preclinical company, and I know, given the fact that I'm in the space and I speak with a lot of peers, that being preclinical is great. In this market, it's tough, and in this market, it's tough to be a phase one or phase two, especially when it costs so much to have a compound developed. So, right now, and bring it to market, commercialize, I should say. And right now, you know, we're working very hard, as I said earlier, on partnerships, strong collaborations, validation of the drug candidate in all the areas that it works. What helps a company stand out above all the others is really the commitment to work hard for the shareholders, work hard to bring a drug to market, to bring it to the next level, which creates a higher value for the shareholders. And that is our commitment, and we're doing it every day, and we're very excited about the progress we're making, although it's unfortunate that, you know, when you're a public company, you can't tell shareholders what you're doing daily so that they can feel comfortable. And in this market, you have so many people out there who own shares of companies that are now saying, because the market hasn't been as great as they'd like it to be, they're now saying, what's my company doing? What's my company doing? And they don't get the answers because companies aren't able to give them on a daily basis and even weekly. So, you know, people should know that what keeps the company standing out above all others is really the commitment and the hard work and making sure that they advance their programs and collect data. So data is the answer, and results is the answer, a committed team, and that's really what separates the leaders from the non-leaders, so to speak.
Thank you. And perhaps you can walk us through the background and experience of your management team.
Yeah. each one of them individually, or?
No, I mean, you talk about, you know, mainly yourself, but, you know, you don't have to, you know, go just a, you know, brief description.
Well, I'll talk about Dr. Siegel. Hal Siegel came to us. He's our chief scientific officer. He's a board member as well. He's with us for many reasons, one of them being that he's just a wonderful personality. And extremely committed, and when I say 24/7, it literally is 24/7. We are in the office all day, and we're communicating in wee hours of the night and early morning with regard to the supportive data out there for our compound and other various models that are being studied that fit us and partners and so on and so forth. And I lean on my team for their help on the business development side as well. So Hal comes from the regulatory side. He was a bench scientist, moved into the regulatory side. He worked for various pharmaceutical companies. I hired him on as a consultant, the greatest validation to me when I started the company and brought people on as consultants is when the consultant works with you for a period of time and decides that they're going to leave, you know, a job that they've been at for quite some time that's paying quite well to come over to you what we would call a startup biotech. And so that was very comforting, and that's happened a few times with us. And Hal's been with us for several years, and he's been a great addition to the team and very, very instrumental in helping us move this compound in so many different applications. John Fermanis is our chief financial officer. I worked with John briefly about 8-9 years ago at a company he was the CFO for prior to joining us. He was also one of the lead CFOs for Peter Piper Pizza, and he's got great financial acumen, good business acumen, and again, another great personality, and he's a hard worker 24/7, and we really enjoy having him on the team, and he's done a great job for the company, making all the filings and doing everything necessary for the SEC. Myself, I come from a financial background initially, leaving SUNY Buffalo and moving into the capital markets by becoming a registered broker, and then I moved to management for Kemper, which became Evren in New York, and then decided to move out to Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona, and I was I had experience funding a lot of small startup companies through the brokerage firms that I was working with and doing some IPOs. One of the problems I had with doing IPOs and investing in companies that were early stage when I was a broker is I didn't have the opportunity to meet management. I needed to know management. I'm sort of not controlling that way, but it's always good to be able to see, feel, and touch and get an idea of what management's doing. And so I would get involved and help companies in all aspects, whether it be financial, raising money for them, whether it be leading the company, going to conferences, talking about the upcoming products, development of the company, the team, and so on and so forth. I might even have stepped into sales in the past and marketing to move things along more swiftly and more effectively. So when I began to fund some smaller healthcare companies, public or private, I had a great experience in the healthcare arena, enjoyed it very much, and liked building teams and liked being there at the ground floor and getting things going. And so that, you know, hence the birth of Immunogen about 6.5 years ago after I was involved in turning a very high debt company around called Isologen Technologies. We started Immunogen, and here we are, you know, several years later, a couple million dollars later. We believe a lot further along in understanding how our compound works, but with the opportunity to have a drug candidate for biodefense-related applications such as anthrax, radiation exposure, chemical exposure, and pandemic influenza, highly pathogenic avian influenza, as well as a drug potentially for cancer adjuvancy, and wound care. And you know, any number of various blood disorders, hematopoietic blood disorders that are prominent today, and there's, you know, several hundred of them. So we're excited about our product. I enjoy doing what I'm doing and building the team, and that's my background.
Thank you, and talk a little bit about some of the objectives that the management, you particularly, has set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months.
Raise money. And you can only raise money by demonstrating a strong drug candidate, which we continue to try, you know, to attempt to do, and we believe we're doing. We've got a lot of stuff coming up right now that we believe will certainly support that, and, you know, studies that are underway and studies that are planned. So with very, very well-known, prominent institutions, academic as well as industry people. So really our objectives are to maintain our cash position right now and keep that runway as long as we possibly can throughout the year. Obviously, you know, to remain a going concern for all the investors. To remain, you know, to not be a going concern, actually, to continue to add to the current cash position. I believe, you know, we're looking at a licensing agreement at some time in the near future. We continue to pursue partners, and partners continue to pursue us. And really, it's getting an understanding and your arms around our drug candidate and the compound. And Wafergen's technology, as I said earlier, is certainly going to support as well as minimize the risk greatly for any partner to step in once we determine the data that's derived from those studies. And it's really just to, you know, to advance the compound. And I don't know, you know, I quite frankly, and I hope I'm not exposing myself, I don't know which indication is going to be. You know, I could tell you right now that, you know, wound care is our lead candidate, and we expect to have that licensed out and commercialized by a partner over the next couple of years. You know, 30 days from now, we could be licensing or being or talking about an acquisition or a merger because of our infectious disease you know, data, which is, you know, extensive. So where we end up, I don't know, but the team is committed, and we are working on each one of these indications and applications and pushing them forward simultaneously.
And before we conclude, Michael, what are some of the key reasons that investors should consider IR Biosciences as a long-term investment opportunity?
Well, the key there is long-term. So certainly, just like I said, I don't know which indication is going to pop for us in the near term. The stock could run to 25 cents, 50 cents a dollar based on something. You know, this market certainly doesn't support that type of activity, but you never know. And I also don't know which partner is going to be stepping up and, who will be forging a relationship with. But, I think that we're priced very inexpensively right now as far as valuation is concerned, given what we know about our drug candidate and compound. We have ample cash to get us through the year, and I think we're on track to collect the data that supports further investments and the partnerships. We have a committed team. We have reduced our expenses. We've pulled in the reins a little bit. We were a very lean company to begin with, but we did move some people around, juggle people around, and were able to move some people out, and they went on to other areas of science where they're very happy, and they're no longer with us. So we've reduced our salary expenses. We've moved our offices right across the hall to a smaller office. Everyone's loving the new office space, so we're reducing burn. So, you know, I think investors should look at the company as a leaner, more, not that we weren't effective, but much more effective and efficient company today, continuing to collect data and poised to really make that turn right now. I mean, all that other data you collect before is supportive to how the drug might be working, where it might be working, and all the areas that we could potentially have enough substance for a partnership. And today what we're looking at is the next round of data to be the data that supports a partnership with big pharma or large or mid-sized biotech. And those are the relationships which we're working on across the board. I think we're a great investment opportunity for investors, possibly short-term, but definitely long-term.
Good, thanks. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today, Michael.
You're welcome. Thanks, Juan.